start. It's after 9. Are we ready?
Good morning, Morro Bay. My name is Charlie Yates. I'm the chairman of the board here, and I'd like to introduce the board this morning. We have Taylor Newton to my right, Stephen Allen, and Chris Kosteka to my left. We have an abridged meeting this morning. We're going to be talking a lot about very exciting news, which is the reopening of America's Highway 1. First, I'd like to ask, are there any board announcements? Taylor, anything you got going on? How's it going? How about you guys? Everything good? Yes, summertime, rocking. Staff announcements.
I just have one. We just had grants close last week, and we received 28 grants this year. It's the most we've ever had. Last year, I believe, we had 18. And the subcommittee will review those Monday and have a recommendation to TBID on the August meeting. So August meeting will be very important that we have a quorum. So we'll go through all those and approve them. We have some events that follow right behind that in September and October. So we really need to make sure that our August meeting has a quorum for sure. That's it.
Great. Sounds like a lot of new events and new activities in the pipeline, possibly. I'd like to open up for public comment. And welcome to everyone who's attending today. I'd like to see anyone who has public comment to please come forward. Thank you. And now I'd like to introduce a man who's pretty amazing. His name is Ken Clark. I am. We're going to move on to the consent agenda, and there really isn't much of a consent agenda. Hang on here, folks. TOT, Transient Occupancy Tax, May 18 to 17 to date. Occupancy is off slightly by 3% for the month of May. Our average daily rate is slightly down by $3, up by $3, and RevPAR holding at $77. Oh, I'm right here for you. We had some market factors for May. We did have the car show. We had Mother's Day weekend and Memorial Day weekend. However, we also still had Highway 1 closed. So these really, a number of things worked in our benefit, but Highway 1 being closed has been a negative for all of us, so we're very excited about the reopening of Highway 1. I would just like to recommend to keep that report and file it. We don't need a motion on that. And any public comment on the TOT report? Seeing none, we're going to move on. Marketing, public relations update. Jennifer.
Actually, that's also on the consent agenda. So I think we'll just go to, is the consent agenda approved? Yeah? Nobody had any? Well, I guess you don't approve it.
I'd like to call for a motion on the consent agenda.
I'll second.
That's Ken Clark, Stephen Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes. Thank you.
Okay.
Jennifer,
yes.
Talk to us.
Okay, I'm going to go through what's going on with Highway 1. There's a lot of different components going on, so I just thought we should take whatever time we need to kind of go through all the different aspects of this. And feel free to hop in anytime and ask me questions. Not everything is resolved. It's kind of a ongoing project because it's happened so fast and got moved up so quickly that Visit California is working to activate some pretty major events. Caltrans is also doing an event as well. And so every day it seems to be changing. We actually have been having pretty great calls weekly with Visit California, Monterey County, SLO County, myself. And they've been really good, and so we've been working through that process as well. So I'm going to kind of go chronologically of what's happening. So on Highway 1, it opened yesterday. I'm sure you guys all heard. It was a soft opening. Their official opening is tomorrow. Highway 1 ribbon cutting is up at the Ragged Point Inn tomorrow at 11 a.m. It is open to public, but Their parking is very limited, so they ask people to please carpool and park down the hill and walk up. It's going to be really difficult to get everybody in there. That is hosted by Caltrans. Hey, I lost my photo. That's weird. Sorry about that. So the welcome and introduction to the master ceremonies, Bruce Gibson, the Slo County District 2 Supervisor, and myself and Mayor Irons will both be in attendance at the ribbon cutting tomorrow. Speakers at the event will be Caltrans Director Lori Berman, Highway Patrol Commissioner Warren Stanley, State Senator Bill Monning, State Assemblyman Member Anna Cabrillo, State Assembly Member Keila Smith, Monterey County Supervisor Mary Adams, Slo County President Chuck Davidson, and the project contractor John Madonna. So it should be pretty, I think we'll get great exposure for that on a media side. So right after that, SloCal has a activation that they put out to only two North Coast DMOs that were affected by the Highway 1 slide. So that's basically us, Los Osos, the unincorporated area up north, San Simeon, and those areas. And I'm going to walk through all the components of it, and if you want to ask me anything about it, but this is their campaign that we are co-oping with them on. So it's a new advertising opportunity designed for the partners in the North Coast, and the campaign will run for a minimum of 4 weeks. When we had our meeting on Tuesday, which was the 16th, it had not started yet, so I'm assuming it might start today or tomorrow. As soon as I get an update from them, I will forward it to you guys so you know when it's actually rolling. This is advertising for general Highway 1. So this means it's not going out to international visitors specifically. It's going out broad spectrum in North Coast, up in Bay Area, up in the Valley, all different areas. So this is going to have different components. It's going to have a social media ad, which is 33% of the buy. Carousel social media ads, which is 33%. They're going to do a strong push on Google with AdWords, and that'll be 33%. And then they're going to do a custom landing page on their website for each one of us. And they're also going to do some blogs on the Highway 1. They've also offered to come and do new Highway 1 video for each destination as well, which I think is really great. So video footage is really a strong thing for us, and I think that'll be good to have. The targeting for this is the drive markets within 240 miles from SloCal. So like I said, Central Valley, Bay Area, Southern California. They are targeting household incomes two times over the median income of that area. So in the Central Valley, that's over $110,000. In L.A., Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties, that's over $125,000. And in the Bay Area, it's over $160,000. Their age is 24-plus. When I spoke with them, I had encouraged them to not spend, you know, significant money in the Valley and put more into the Bay Area. But again, we are one of several partners in this, so I don't know. I haven't heard back that they're going to take my recommendation or not, but I was hoping that they would move some of that money because the Valley comes, right? And they are not really influenced by Highway 1. To me, I would rather see that Bay Area market get really saturated and pushed. On a PR side, they're going to include the Highway 1 North Coast destinations and the Visit California media exposure of the Dream Drive fam, which I'm going to go through a little later. And that you don't have to be part of this co-op, so that'll be everybody on the North Coast. And it includes target media outreach in the domestic media area, as well as inclusion in the Visit California and the media fams that they have right following IPW, which happens in Anaheim next June. Kind of far away for me, but that is something that they are going to add. So that's more of a Visit California push that they, when we go to IPW, they want to show what's going on with Highway 1. I'm more concerned about the here and now right now. So this will also feature spots for the Highway 1 landing page, and we've given them keywords to put in for us so that when people are searching things specific to Highway 1 and Morro Bay, it'll take them to this landing page, and it'll have widgets that link to the content on our destination page as with those SEM keywords specific to our destination. And I did give them the keywords. I don't know why they said it was optional. I mean, to me, that's what it's about, is we want all those keywords in Google. That's really important. You guys are very quiet. for us, what we are going to physically see with our dollars that we're spending on this is we will have a 15-second cut of the destination portion of the Highway 1 B-roll video. We'll have the inclusion in two Highway 1 reopening e-blasts from their database in July and in August, and then we'll have input in the Highway 1 reopening roundup blog posts. So I'm assuming that means that they're going to send them to us for input on the content. Content is available for reuse by partners destination, which we will do on our site and into our email campaign as well. And then they'll also be used for PR-rich stories as they come through the next few months. So I think it's a pretty strong program. I'm happy with what they're doing and that they've stepped up to put this together. On a cost side, their portion of the expense is $40,000, and they're asking for each DMO that wanted to participate to put $10,000 into it. So I have told them that we are participating for sure. To me, when we talk about our budget for this next year, if we don't push Highway 1 and get that activation redone, we might as well just close our doors. We've got to get that moving fast, and it needs to be our first priority. So I'm putting a lot into this, and to me, this was the first priority. It closed on the 12th, so I went ahead and approved it since it was only $10,000. I didn't think you guys would mind that. Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. You guys like the VCA portion? Any questions on it before I move on? No?
I have a question.
Costs on co-op, sorry. Costs on co-op?
The cost is $10,000 to us.
That's it.
That's cool. It. Great. Yep, that'll include all of their production.
Jennifer, I'm not sure if now's the time, but
sure.
A lot of articles out there right now, Travel Magazine, TripAdvisor, back-to-back articles that I read this week talking about the Highway 1 opening, and they both said the same thing, Carmel to Cambria.
Yeah.
Carmel to Cambria. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what push we can make to change that to Monterey to Morro Bay. Morro Bay to Monterey, maybe if Morro Bay and Monterey push on that. I'd hate that to become the buzzword. We just got back from South Carolina on a baseball trip, and there's an area down there of their kind of Whiskey Row and stuff, you know, and it listed two towns. So, of course, we stayed between those two towns in between.
Yeah.
Well, if there's one right outside, we wouldn't even have gone. So I don't know what we can do in that regards.
So here's what it might be is it could be the PR firm that represents Cambria or Carmel that put those out. From a Visit California standpoint, their push is counties. So it'd be Monterey County to Slo County. And then we sit inside those. So that's why there's so many different levels, because they're pushing county, and then we need to get them here into Morro Bay. So we'll do our whole own separate section of PR, which I've got in this plan that we'll push out. That'll be, you know, Highway 1 to Morro Bay. But the Visit California section will be Monterey to San Luis Obispo County. And that's a difficult thing, because both of them have cities with the same names in their counties. But it is what it is. I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. Yeah. Ken, did you have a question? No? Pretty exciting. Okay, I'm going to go through the Visit California activation. And before I start, I wanted to kind of give you a little background on this, because I think you guys will appreciate this. So we started having meetings at the Visit Slo office probably in mid-May, and it was myself, Cheryl Cummings from the unincorporated bid, Chuck from SloCal, and Brooke Burns from SloCal, and we'd be on the phone also with Visit California on most of our meetings, talking about, you know, when, and at this point they thought it was still September, so we were all talking about September and trying to figure out what we were going to do. And so I pitched the idea of doing this road rally and celebrating the 85 years that Highway 1 has been open, and take one car for every year from 1934 to the current and run them all down Highway 1. And that's what they've grabbed on and they're doing. So I'm very, very happy that they're doing that idea. I think it's going to be really strong. It'll get us huge PR exposure. So I'm going to, it's a lot of copy. I'll go ahead and read it as we go so you guys can kind of get all the details, and feel free to interrupt me as I read, okay? So the Central Coast Highway 1 Coalition invites the world to experience the California dream with a road trip on California's iconic Highway 1, which has beckoned adventurous travelers since 1934. To celebrate that full Highway 1 experience is again available to the world, Visit California, in partnership with Caltrans, Monterey County Convention Visitor and Bureau, and Visit SloCal, will host an epic dream drive in August, shortly after the official opening. In a nod to the 84 years of Highway 1, the Dream Drive will assemble a convoy of automobiles from 1934 to 2018 for a caravan drive down the coast from Monterey County to San Luis Obispo County, inviting an exclusive group of global journalists and influencers to come along for the ride. Part of this is there's a huge push from Governor Brown to make sure this is very eco-friendly and eco-centric on everything we're doing, so they're trying to really make sure they, in the later model cars, they have electric cars and have automotives that really represent where California is going with the automotive industry. So they were trying to reach out to Tesla. I don't know if they got that resolved, but to me that would be the perfect, 2018 car coming down for the final car. And I don't have confirmation that Governor Brown is going to be in a car yet, but I know they're trying to work that out with his office. The Dream Drive will kick off with a celebratory pace car lap around the famed Laguna Seca Raceway before heading down the coast. There will be a few group breathtaking photo opportunities and meal stops along the way to round out the experience. The caravan will cross the finish line in Morro Bay, where everyone will partake in a once-in-a-lifetime golden hour event and car rally in the shadow of Morro Rock. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Let me keep going through it. I'll show you. So here's how the event kind of breaks down. It's on the 9th, which is a Thursday. They're starting at Laguna Seca at 8 a.m. They'll leave the raceway at 9:45. They're thinking they're going to have to stage these in groups because they've got to go through Monterey, and there's major traffic issues getting through all that area. And they know they're going to have a lot of people that want to just join the convoy, so to speak. So they're trying to work through all that with CHP right now and how that'll work. They're going to try to do a lunch stop plus maybe another photo op at Hearst Castle or somewhere up on the San Simeon coast, which I think will be amazing, and then head down. When they get to Morro Rock, Visit California came out here a few weeks ago and we walked the parking lot, and they're going to take the parking lot over by Tower Zero, and they're going to block all that off and do a really nice high-level event that's for dignitaries and celebrities. Are expecting between 300 and 500 people to attend. And all of this is about bringing international journalists here. So they are pitching international journalists. They're not going after domestic. Visit California's activation is get that international visitor back for that midweek long stay when they're coming for 5 to 10 days. And so right now they have 47 confirmed really strong international journalists that they're going to bring over here, and I think they might just stick with that core group is what they're talking about doing. They were trying to get 80 people. That seemed awfully big considering we were less than 30 days out to get that many journalists here traveling internationally. So they might just stick with the 47 that they have. They have not shared too much with me as far as what celebrities they have booked or the musical act, but I know they said it's going to be an A-list entertainment, and all the Visit California events that I've ever been to, it's like big-time people. I mean, they really break out the people for these events. So I think it could be really good for Morro Bay, have really great photo opportunities, and I think we'll get a huge amount of PR for that event. They're trying to really work to showcase local things that are just quintessential Morro Bay and Slo County, meaning like our oysters and maybe like all the farm-to-table foods that we serve and vegetables and, all that. So they're working with, I've given them a whole list of vendors, and they're trying to go through that and figure out, who they can get in there for those different things. I know that they aren't there yet. So their first part was they were having major concerns about can they get all the cars for the year. So they wanted to make sure they had that locked up before they sent anything out. So this announcement has not been released to the national media yet. They're unaware of this event at this time. I'm hoping that probably this weekend they'll announce it, or maybe next week, and so then that'll probably get a little more activation going on the back end, because I really want to start seeing the detail of what is our event going to look like at the parking lot. So it's pretty cool. They're talking about having like a semicircle of all the cars in that parking lot with the rock behind it. Great photo visuals. I mean, I think it's really, really amazing. It should be really nice for us. You guys like it? I'm so excited. I can't even believe it. I'm super excited. Yeah, it's a lot to do.
Jennifer, how do they determine the 300 to 500 VIP attendees? Is that invitation only, or how does that work?
It's invitation only, so they invite the journalists first, and then they go after probably state and local government dignitaries, and then celebrities that they have. Visit California has a whole book of celebrities that they have kind of in their pocket, and I know they have, like, Patrick Dempsey is confirmed, and Rob... No, the singer... Gosh dang it, I can't remember his name. There's a bunch of people that are confirmed. So I think that's where they start, and then they'll probably ask for a local list from us as well. The thing about the journalists is they're trying to figure out if the journalists are going to want to drive in the cars or ride in the car or drive the car, and will the owner of the car be okay with a journalist drive? I mean, there's like, it's very complicated, and they really want the journalists to have the experience of a lifetime coming down Highway 1.
Jennifer, if somebody wants to inquire about the cars and if they're full, because the owner of the San Simeon Lodge, he has a 1934 Ford. I mean, it's the first year. He's right there. I ran into him at the restaurant, and I thought, oh, man, that's kind of convenient.
A 1934 what?
I think it's Ford.
Okay.
But he's the owner, one of the owners. There's, I guess, several. It's an ownership group, but he was having dinner and windows on the water the other night. So I have his contact.
Okay.
I could just forward it on to him, to who he contacts on the cars.
Sure. I would be glad to forward it to them. I had originally reached out because of Cruise in Morro Bay and also Pismo Beach Classic Car Show. We have a lot of cars here. And Laguna Seca is kind of like, we got it. It's kind of like their baby. They're kind of owning it. So I'm just trying to let them do it since we have the finale. To me, I always like the finish versus the start, because you leave, you're not there hanging out at the start. So we have a call this afternoon, and I'll know if they're missing any years, and then I can reach out if we need to. But I think they have multiple people for each year, and they're trying to, I mean, they've got some challenges ahead of them figuring out that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. So part of this is having the journalists stay here in Morro Bay, and it's a lot of people, and we cannot house them all, but we do have somewhat of a priority because they're here. And so, unfortunately, because it was so short timing, a lot of our waterfront hotels were already booked, but I reached out and we grabbed whatever rooms we could. Like, Anderson only had one room, but I would rather have one than none at their hotel because it's amazing right there on the water. So we locked up whatever hotel rooms we could for Thursday night for those journalists, and I believe we ended up with just over 55 total rooms in those hotels, and that came out to about $12,800 in total bookings. And Visit California is paying for those rooms, which is fantastic. So that's a really good added value for us. And also on the event at the Rock parking lot, their budget for that is $100,000. So just to give you an idea of an expense that we don't have that we're going to get great value on. So right now for the journalists, the physical night, Thursday night, I have rooms booked at Anderson Inn, Estero Inn, Front Street, Spa is what that should say, Inn at Morro Bay, The Landing, and 456. Following that Thursday event, Visit California has been working with SoCal to extend some of those journalists into a two-day FAM, a countywide FAM. And so they put out a pitch to us. So this is separate from their co-op. This is a whole different opportunity now. And they've put out an opportunity for each destination in the county to host 10 rooms. And that would be on the cost of the DMO. But Visit SoCal would take them on tours and do all the activities and pay for the breakfasts and lunches during these 2 days. And so I said, absolutely, we're in. We want at least 10 journalists here for sure. So what they're going to do is Friday and Saturday, they're going to be hosting the 47 journalists. They'll pay for all the activities, the breakfast, lunches. Morro Bay will be housing 10 journalists for those 2 nights. Estimated cost on that to us is $3,700. All the journals, all 47 of them, will spend 1 day in Morro Bay experiencing activities that we want them to see or do, and also local cuisines before they move to another city. So it's going to be short trips. They're going to have, you know, like a morning trip and then an afternoon trip. They'll probably split them into four different groups, the 47, and they'll just pop through all the different towns. So it's a lot for them to consume. but it'll still be a really good experience for us. Morro Bay Tourism is going to be responsible for hosting two dinners, Friday and Saturday night, for the 10 journalists that are staying here in our market, not all 47. Estimated cost on that, I was putting at $2,400. That's assuming that we can get all of the wine donated from Paso, which I don't think will be a problem. And then I'm also, as I should say, Morro Bay Tourism is responsible for the shuttle service between the hotel during the day and going out to the activities or going to dinner, which, I mean, we could even walk. I mean, it's so close. It's not like we're a very big town, but I will get some sort of a shuttle bus just in case we have some journalists that don't want to do the walking. So that's kind of what that is. So it's a little different than the first activation. It does have costs for us. The thing about this is, you know, this is going to cut into our hosting journalists through the year. But to me, if we don't push out Highway 1 again, I mean, this is what we should be doing for the year. So after this, I'm going to have to reevaluate my public relations budget and probably all my, I think I have $25,000 in my budget for visiting journalists. It's about $1,000 per person. I'm going to hack into it pretty good by the time I finish this whole activation. So we won't be hosting a lot through the end of the year, but I'm okay with that. If it pushes Highway 1, I feel very comfortable with that.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Do you have all the rooms you need for that Friday and Saturday night time frame?
Okay. Yeah, they don't want to do waterfront rooms for that. It's just the cost is too high.
Gotcha.
Or I don't want to, I should say, because we're paying for it.
Right.
You mentioned Paso wine. Are you looking to North Coast as well? You know, maybe the
We would love to have your wine, Charlie, if the Maritime Museum would like to give us wine. I'm all good for wine.
I wasn't talking about that, but I would be happy to. I can make a donation of a case of wine. I'd be love to do that. This would also celebrate the going into Maritime Month, which is going in September. But, yes, we'd be happy to help out. I was thinking more along the lines of like MCV and
Chateau Morgan.
Stolo. What is it? The one up in Cambria, Stolo family?
Right.
Just thought they might be a Highway 1, you know,
yes.
Push.
So I will push out through the wine contingencies that we have on our board. I will push out for them to see what groups would like to donate bottles. MCV and Chateau Margine always requires me to pay for bottles, just so you're aware. And with this being such a large group, I'm a little concerned about that expense. It could really bury me.
Harmony Cellars would be a great one, too.
Metal Market and I sat down at the end of last year in June. We had some extra money in our budget, and so we allocated it strictly to push Highway 1. And what we're trying to do for Morro Bay is get ahead of our competitive set. And so we're pushing out through social media, digital ad campaigns, into markets that we have strong footing, specifically into Canada, UK, and Australia. And these are really strong markets for our destination. And it's not a lot of money, but we're pushing out to try to get ahead of those bookings. So this will help us get a little foothold before everybody's out there doing the same thing. So this is a gift campaign, and so these two things flip. You'll see them like usually on your computer, it'll flash a photo and then it flashes an ad behind it. That's called a GIF. Flips back and forth, and so that's what this is. It'll say Family Rule 94, follow the road to fun. And then it'll flip to saying California Highway 1 is now open all the way to Morro Bay. Click for savings, and it'll take you to our website and our booking page. Okay? This is very unusual for us to do, but it's well worth it. I've put an activation together to create a e-blast that is a travel trade, specifically e-blast. It'll go out quarterly, and I've hired a company that's all they do is create these. It's about $1,200 out of my budget, and so the first one will be on Highway 1, and we'll announce, you know, all the things that are going on in Morro Bay and why to come to Morro Bay, and we'll keep pushing that out to travel trade through the year. But I'm thinking quarterly is probably enough for them. They get so inundated with stuff. Questions? No? in market, we have kind of a fun thing going on. We have a campaign called Number One on Highway One, right? Aren't we Number One on Highway One? I think we are.
Yeah.
So we have this cool little logo that's the Highway One sign that says Number One, Morro Bay. And I've reached out to everybody in the tourism corridor, and I've asked them to submit their number one in their store. So, you know, all different things they can submit, and we're going to push this out. So it'll give us really good content in market. I'm just trying to create buzz on the ground here in Morro Bay through Instagram and our different social media outlets, talking about what's going on with Highway 1 and Morro Bay's number one on Highway 1. So nobody else would grab that, so I thought it was really strong. I grabbed it. You guys like it?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this is going to be a social media campaign to heighten the awareness and buzz about Morro Bay. All retailers, restaurants, and activities have been allowed to submit their number one on Highway 1 item or service. We're going to create table tents for all of their shops. I'm hoping to do pole banners. This is a, I'm not positive I can, because we have some pretty large events that come into town also through August, October, pole banners with Avocado Margarita and Harbor Festival. So I need to work out if we'll have enough poles available for me to warrant the expense. If not, I don't know that I would do that right now. I might postpone it. And this will kind of give you a sample of what people are submitting. So this is La Parisian Bakery. They submitted the Morro Rock Macaroon. Isn't it cool?
That's awesome.
It's kind of fun, huh? I know. I think it's really cool. So people are submitting different things like that, all sorts of fun stuff. And they're getting really creative, and it's giving them, you know, something to kind of grab their teeth on. And we don't often get to promote out for all the different, you know, individual entities here in Morro Bay. And with Instagram, this is a great opportunity to do that. So we've got, you know, several months. We're going to start August 1 and start popping these in. We might even start earlier now that the road's open. I'm going to talk with Travis about it today. But we'll start putting these in with the logo. And then when they get to their shop, they'll have a window cling that says, you know, number one on Highway 1. And they'll have the table tents in their, you know, shop that kind of lead you through. And so just a little buzz. It's not any big deal, but I think it'll be really fun. This is the Indie Collective. They are doing Morro Rock soaps. So they have the number one Highway 1 Morro Rock soap. I think it's pretty cool. So everybody's kind of getting into it. Different,
sure,
huh?
I'm not sure that looks like Morro Rock.
Well, I couldn't even create a soap like that, so I think it's pretty impressive. The soaps are hard to build like that. It's kind of like, yeah, it's pretty cool, though. And then here is one more. Skipper's Brew did PCH. It's the perfect coffee cookie happiness number one on Highway 1. So I thought it was kind of an interesting idea. That was their take on it. So everybody can submit whatever they think is their, you know, bestseller or, you know, kind of thing that they specialize in. Stacks Wine Bar submitted best happy hour. Great idea. I've got who else has submitted? I'm trying to think. I've been asking for, I don't have a chowder submission yet, which I'm surprised by, and I've reached out to a lot of restaurants about that. I don't have a best breakfast yet. I mean, there's all different things. So I'm hoping this week I'll get more submissions as we go through this stuff. And then in the middle of all this, we have National Oyster Day on August 5th, which is perfect because Morro Bay is number one for oysters as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. So I've reached out to every restaurant in town to create their number one on Highway 1 oyster, however they sell their oyster. So I think we'll have some really good content again for Instagram for that. And I think I might have to go do some tastings, I'm thinking. Isn't that fun?
Excellent.
Am I missing anything? Any other ideas you guys have? I'm totally open to ideas if you have any other ideas.
You need more to do?
No, I don't. But this is so important. I mean, I just really want to make sure it's got depth and breadth and really keeps us pushing for the whole year. Some other things that I was hoping to activate with the number one on Highway 1, I was trying to do some kind of chalk art pencil graffiti on the ground that says number one on Highway 1, and I've had a hard time finding artists that can do that for me. I've reached out to a few people, and they're all, for the summer, they're all out. It's hard being summertime and asking people to commit time, but I thought that would be really fun too, so that's another thing that I was looking at doing. So last thing I'm going to go through is just the overall budget on all of this expense so you know what's going on and what it looks like. It's not too bad, but let me just run through it. So expenses, the top section is expenses paid by Morro Bay Tourism. So we have the SloCal Co-op campaign, which is $10,000. The hotel rooms for the 10 visiting journalists August 10th and 11th is $3,700. Two dinners for the 10 journalists. That's wrong. It should say two dinners. No, that's right. Two dinners for 10 journalists, $2,400 shuttle service, $500 the ad campaign that we're running is $10,000. The e-blast to the travel trade is $1,200, and then the number one on Highway 1 social campaign is $8,000. So I'm assuming $35,800 in expenses for us. I'm very comfortable with that. And then expenses or value that we're getting that we don't have a cost on, which is really amazing, we have 20 breakfasts and 20 lunches provided by SloCal. That's roughly $2,000. The activities for the 47 journalists also paid by SloCal is roughly $4,700. The hotel room bookings paid by Visit California is $12,800. And the reception party at The Rock, also paid by Visit California, is $100,000, which that totals $112,800 in value. Is that amazing?
Excellent.
So what else can I answer?
Very exciting for all of us, for everybody on the Central Coast, and I think California and the world is pretty excited about this.
Yeah, I'm really excited about
it. Way to go. What a great collaboration between the state and all of the counties working together to make this thing happen, to really promote it.
You bet.
Good job.
Any thoughts, questions, opinions that I can answer? Or
while we're on that topic, do you know if the state or the municipalities have any plan to prevent this from happening in the future in terms of a large slide, or is what it is if we get quite a bit of weather?
It's a really difficult thing. It's so shaky up there. There is still another slide that has a signal up there. Mm-hmm. That has not been resolved, and it will still be in place. So it's open, but there is a signal still. And I think that would probably be a Caltrans question. I bet you it'll come up tomorrow. So if it comes up, Stephen, I'll email you what they say.
Thank you. Jennifer, is there the possibility to send out an e-blast or however you communicate with all the businesses along the Embarcadero and the tourist areas to, quote, unquote, kind of put on the dog for this weekend with all these journalists coming through town? I mean, have shine everything up as best they can?
Absolutely. That'll be a week from today, Thursday. And I'm just waiting for Visit California to give me approval to release the information. But I will as soon as they are ready to go. I mean, I'm sure they're creating a logo and all sorts of positioning thoughts on it and visuals, and I haven't seen it yet. So as soon as they do, I will for sure. Yeah.
And I think one of the things Chris is talking about is, you know, the city also stepping up to do more, like cleaning, getting, you know, down towards the Rock. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud along those lines, is putting a polish on everything on the Embarcadero and throughout town. I love the banner ideas if we can do it, but just anything to enhance our beautiful area.
Sure.
And down by the Rock, especially on the Embarcadero.
Sure. So City Manager Scott Collins and I met specifically about this, Charlie, and we talked pretty at length about the activation at the Rock, and they are going to make sure maintenance power washes all the benches and the rocks out there, and it's all clean and beautiful, and the parking lot looks decent. And so I think that'll all be really good. He is absolutely going to make this look great. He's, you know, not charging any fees for using the area. We're trying to make this as accommodating to Visit California as we can, because it's a huge benefit to us. Yeah.
Okay. My question has more to do with numbers. So since the slide and the closure of Highway 1, our numbers have been down, especially everybody on the North Coast. Now that it's back up, that amount of that data should change, right? We should see our numbers go back up. So as far as like the hoteliers go and their concerns with our numbers being down, right now we could say our numbers are down because of the closure of Highway 1, but with Highway 1 being back open, at what point would we be able to say, you know, look at our numbers and be like, okay, this is because of Highway 1, this is because of marketing, like 6 months, a year? Because it's hard to say, you know, okay, our numbers are down because of this marketing or this contractor or whatever, when it's Highway 1 is the giant elephant in the room. But once that's gone, then we can reanalyze, you know, what we've been doing. Have we been effective? At what point do you think that we could say we're back on neutral ground at zero again and start looking again at how we're doing our job?
Sure. That's a really good question. So Highway 1 is, to me, international visitors. We're talking about bookings from now, probably 30 to 90 days out or farther. So I would not even look to see a change in that type of visitor from Highway 1 until we get into September. To be honest, I mean, they have to make the decision to come, book the flight, and it's obviously a big process. So I would think by September we'll start seeing influence coming from Highway 1 down into Morro Bay. So if we wanted to relook at numbers by November, I think that would be reasonable to do. We'll also have our new Adara tracking in there, so we'll be able to see really good tracking of if we're getting pickup from what they're placing that's bringing people down Highway 1. So, I mean, it's just really good timing, Taylor. I think it'll be really good. So if we want to have mental marketing come in and present maybe at the November meeting, that might be a good time because that's before our big Christmas, and we have a lot going on through Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'd rather do it before then. Yeah. So I can talk with them about that. I think it would be really good.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Yeah. I mean, so often when I have conversations with the hoteliers that talk to me privately and they complain about our numbers being down, we both know that the Highway 1 closure has a big effect on that. But, you know, they would like to do what we can.
Yes.
And market, you know, what our job is, your job has a huge play on that. I mean, that's basically the purpose, right?
Absolutely. And, I think you're spot on. I think it's a really good idea. And we talked about doing a review anyway with them, and I think that would be perfect timing to do a review. So I'm all for that. I like it.
I really think what Taylor's thinking about is, when are we going to be back to normal? And then can we really, and in my opinion, you know, in looking at my international visitors, my foreign individual travelers, and my tours, it's going to take a year.
Yeah.
It's going to take us a while to
Absolutely.
Be back on the radar, because what a lot of folks have done is they plan a year in advance. They make their plans coming from Europe, and the tour operators do the same thing. The FIT programs also distribute information throughout Europe, and right now they're still saying that we're closed. And so really it's going to take the international market a year or so to rebound. And I know that, you know, talking to the North Coast people, San Simeon and Cambria, they're feeling the same thing. Hey, is it going to happen right away? No, but we're going to start trickling in now, and then we're going to take off, really, I think, next in the spring.
I agree.
But this is an amazing way to get the word out to the world.
Yeah, I think that Jennifer's idea of the car run is amazing. That's going to bring publicity that we're not going to get any other way, and that's going to be, a good jump start. But there's no question that with the foreign travelers, like they plan a year out, we see it all the time. And it's interesting, we get a lot of foreign travelers that don't know the road's closed because nobody made a push to advertise that. But now we're going around the other way and jump-starting it with Jennifer's idea and the publicity. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer, how long has the highway been down?
18 months.
18 months.
Isn't that crazy?
So the statistics in here, 2017 compared to 2018, I mean, ADR is down, occupancy's down, so obviously, it's going to be a good thing to open the highway, but it might not be the panacea, right? I think there's other things going on, more competition, possibly the economy, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and that's always going to be growing. I mean, there's a lot of new hotels coming on board. Vacation rentals are obviously out there as a, you know, question as well. There is definitely competition in town as well as in county. Paso's doing a huge push with new rooms. So is Pismo Beach. The good thing that we have going for us, which I think I mentioned before, is at IPW, we're the only waterfront town that's reasonable these days. So, I mean, when people are looking for rooms in Pismo Beach, a lot of them can't afford to go there. I mean, I had huge groups that were travel trade operators that were like, we can't go to Pismo. We want to look at Morro Bay now. So that's a really good thing. Not that we're cheap, but when you're looking at a $300 room versus a $250 room, you know, gives them that comfort. They cannot afford Pismo Beach anymore, period. Pismo's getting ready to bring in a Marriott product, so that's going to move them up even higher. And so good for us, always good for us. I mean, we just have a different vibe. We're, you know, really boutique-y and different than the big Pismo Beach. The other thing that is going on is the strategic plan has been started. I hired Carl Roboto, and he, just for those of you that aren't aware of who he is, he's got a really, really great background in tourism. He only does strategic planning right now. Some of the other projects that he's working on, he's doing the strategic plan for Paso, which includes their convention and visitor center as well, and he's doing a project for Pismo and the state of California to analyze Oceano and if they should continue to allow driving on the beach. So these are the type of thing. I mean, he does like big, you know, thought pattern things. So he's super excited about getting into Morro Bay. He knows a lot of the players here in town. He's very aware of all our competitive set. And some of the things that he's going to look at, he will be evaluating our agency, our positioning that the agency is doing. He will evaluate staffing from as far as my department goes. He'll evaluate VRs and how does that play into Morro Bay. So he's got a lot on his plate, and he will hopefully, so he's, we're just in the very beginning of that. He's got all documentation from me, and we have signed contracts, and he's right now doing a lot of research, and then he'll eventually come and do a presentation to TBID. And so that might also tie into when we have Mental present, is what I was thinking, Taylor, because if he is not on board with Mental, we need to know that before we, you know, hear what Mental has to say as well, or he might want us to see Mental's presentation and then hear from him and then go back to Mental Marketing with, you know, what our opinion is on that. So it's a lot of working parts, but yeah.
Carl's an amazing guy.
Yeah,
he really knows. Mm-hmm. He's one of the sage guys that we all turn to, and I'm really happy to hear that, that Carl's helping us out. Mm-hmm. Good work.
Jennifer, back on the car rally, and so it's just from my perspective, I agree with you wholeheartedly on budgets of that's kind of a fish in the barrel situation right now with this highway opening up. So I know you're taking a good chunk of your budget, but I think it's well spent because that's a target market that's just ready to be taken.
Right.
Kudos for going all in.
Thank you. What I'm not spending, just so you're aware from a board side, is I am not dipping into or paring down at all our media buy for this year with our current media buy. The only money that I spent on media was this portion that I had left over from last year. So, anything else? Taylor?
Next two questions have more to do with what's coming up in our agendas. One, to you, will we be discussing or addressing vacation rentals in the next few months at any time?
We will be discussing it in part of our strategic plan.
Okay. And then two, when will we be getting an update or ongoing update from the Maritime Museum and our partnership with San Diego and all that? I mean, I think that every year we're pursuing that every year, right?
And yes, they are. So when we come back for the August meeting and we do all of our grant awards, I would assume our chairs will be full with the people that want grants, and they'll come up and talk, and you can ask some questions definitely about that because they have applied for a grant. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Taylor, as the newly elected president of the Morro Bay Maritime Museum, I'd be happy to sit with you and answer any questions about the partnership with all of our maritime museum partners across the state and the United States. Love the Navy. We just reaffirmed our DSRV Avalon, which is a Navy product that we maintain. We've just been re-upped for another 5 years to maintain that by the Navy. So they love what we're doing, too. So, but I'd be happy to talk to anybody about what's happening with the Maritime Museum and the grand opening that we're working on. I'd like to open up the floor to public comment. All right. Seeing none, I'm going to ask for a declaration of any future items. Anyone have any future items that you'd like to propose to be added to the agenda for the next meeting?
Just plan on it being long. We have a lot of grants to go through.
I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Oh. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. You got that? We've got Chris and Taylor. All All in?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? We're there. Thank you so much. Jennifer, great work. Thank you so much for what we're doing. Very exciting times coming up with Highway 1. And look forward to enjoying a Moro Rockefeller for the Oyster Day.
Are we not charging vacation rentals at this point?
No.
We're very controversial.
Just which?
We're working on T-bid money to come in from. And our position was we couldn't come to consensus, so we pushed it to the city council. With our, we couldn't.